Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to talk about Scream 7. I'm your host Matthew, and we got an awkward situation on our hands. Oh, this isn't going to go well. Not the podcast, the film. I'm sure the podcast is going to go fine. A lot of things have happened. I was going to do this podcast about a month ago or something, and then I just didn't. But then more news handily came out yesterday or the day before. So I'm somebody who really likes Scream, and in terms of horror franchises or slasher franchises, it's my favorite, and I think it's the best one. Not in terms of consistency, but certainly in terms of ideas, I much prefer the idea of what Ghostface is and all those kinds of things, as opposed to your Michael Myers and all the other ones. You got things like Nightmare on Elm Street, which is a good idea, good concept, that sort of thing. I need to watch those films properly, actually. But Scream came back with the reboot, which was not called Scream 5, but was clearly Scream 5 in 2022. And then in 2023, we had the silly, I don't know what other word to use, Scream 6, which I didn't like. Now, if you go on the site and you can find my reviews for both Scream 5/1 and for Scream 6. Now, you might see, I can't remember if I said strong must-see or must-see for Scream 5, but my opinion on that film has definitely changed. I would not say that that is a must-see film. And there's a few there, but that's more kind of reflection on how Scream 6 connects to it and kind of makes it worse. But anyway, Scream 5 and 6 have come and gone, and we're going to get Scream 7. Or will we? Will we get Scream 7? I don't really know if this film's going to quite be able to be made. But I think Warner Brothers and Spyglass... Not Warner Brothers, sorry. Blame them all the time. Paramount and... you see what you've done to me, Warner Brothers? Paramount and Spyglass seem very, very determined to make this film. And when it's come to a few things recently, such as, let's say, Suicide Squad killed the Justice League, sometimes it's not a point of looking at something and saying, why was that bad? I mean, yes, that's a valid question, but why was this thing made? That's the kind of question you have to ask sometimes in terms of things like Madame Web, recent example, things like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, the 2023 version. Things like Suicide Squad, Kill Justice League. It's not the fact of these things individually not being good, but sometimes some things just shouldn't be made. Certain films, games, shows, that just they just don't have good ideas in them. And you could avoid
rather than trying to fix a bad film, sometimes it's better to just not make one. Sometimes it really is. It's better to just don't do it. And that's my current stance on Scream 7. I don't really... I will watch the film if it gets made, because I'm too curious to see what it's going to be like. But I really don't want you to make this film. Not in its current state, at least. So what are the problems? What's kind of going on? What's got me down in the dumps with Scream? Well, first of all, my enthusiasm following on from Scream 6 was greatly depleted after seeing that film. I'm not going to get into that here. I did a review. You can check that out if you want to. But it's a film that annoyed me. So it started off with Melissa Barrera. She plays Sam in Scream 6. She basically posted regarding the Israel-Palestine conflict, and long story short, she said that genocide was bad. Now, I think everybody on Earth, regardless of your background or where you're from or who you are, we should all be against genocide, because genocide is a very bad thing. I don't need to explain that. Like murder. Murder's a very bad thing. Hopefully we all understand that. The conflict itself is a bad thing. And she spoke out about it. And then Spyglass / Paramount. I'm not sure which of them to blame, so I'm just going to name both of them. They're both involved anyway. Said, nope, we don't like you saying that. And you're fired. And then, was it a week later? It might have even been a couple of days later. Jenna Ortega, suspiciously and mysteriously, had scheduling conflicts for Scream 6. Of course she did, yeah, because the sky's also upside down. The earth's also flat. And water isn't wet. Yeah, she definitely had scheduling conflicts. I know that she's working on Wednesday season 2, but she was scheduled perfectly normally to film this film. And they're both out. Now, of course, Jenna wasn't fired. She did back down in support of her friend and co-star. And friend, and I support her decision to do that. And then so that was bad, and that's going to create a much bigger problem in this film. But let me just continue going through the news. And then there was a rumor and a confirmation this week that is her name Sydney Prescott, I think it is. Sydney. She's going to be, Nev Campbell, who did I say, no, Nev Campbell, sorry, yes, who plays, yeah, Sydney. I don't know which name I just said a second ago. I just had that was a weird moment there. Nev Campbell, who plays, Sydney, who's kind of like the original, you know, main character, final girl in the trilogy, who had a pay dispute, if you remember, for Scream... Which one was it? Was it 6? She was in 5, if I remember correctly. She's back for Scream 6. That has actually been confirmed. That's going to cause more issues, and I have more issues with that. Not with the character being involved, but we'll pin that as well for a moment. And there was a rumour this week that Hayden Panettiere, who I have a lot of love for, not just because I like her acting and stuff, but she's been through some difficult times, and I sympathise with her, of course, and it was good to see. It was good to see her back in Scream 6, and thankfully she didn't die a stupid death. She's rumoured to be coming back. Of course, she played Kirby. She first appeared in Scream 4. I don't think she was in 5, but was back in Scream 6 and is rumoured for Scream 7. So... Sam and Tara, who is Jenna's character's name, what are you going to do with those characters now? Because I don't think there's going to be a U-turn with that. Obviously, there was the U-turn with Sydney, and she's coming back. But this is for a different film. The pay dispute was for 6. This is for 7. And hey, I guess if you're not going to pay Melissa and Jenna, you can probably put some of their money into Nev Campbell, and pay her more money, which, okay. But what are you going to do with Sam and Tara? Because they're kind of the two, I think they were they sisters in the film? Yeah, both carpenters, yeah. You better not kill them off screen. That would just be an absolute disaster. Because it seems now that you're just going to slot Sydney back into the main role as if nothing happened. And there was a throwaway line from Gale in Scream 6 when somebody, I can't remember who it was, in the film said, "Hey, where's Sydney?" And from what I remember from Scream 6, I've tried to push Scream 6 out of my mind because I don't like it. it was something along the lines of, oh, she's held up or busy, or it wasn't a very well-written film. So I don't remember the bad writing. And it was just, oh, she just didn't feel like turning up today. That was basically what it was. And it was like, okay, at least you addressed it and gave her a reason, I suppose. At least you don't kill her off in a stupid way. Yeah. I just don't see how this film is good. I don't see how this goes well. You're going to now, from a new trilogy, which is 5, 6 and 7... going to have to write out Sam and Tara, because Sydney's a bit of an exception. She wasn't the main character in 5 and 6. Tara and Sam, sorry, Tara and Sam both were, but you're still in the same canon, you're still in the same trilogy, and your two main stars are just going to not be in the film at all. I don't know how you're going to deal with that. And it just, this film stinks of desperation. But, and this is where we get into more corporate things. Why are you so desperate to make this film? Like, do you think that you're not going to get backlash from this and some people won't support this film? And if you don't support this film because of the decisions that have been made, I understand that. I support that as well. But why are you making it? I think you should just put this film in the bin and then give Scream a couple of years off, maybe. And honestly, just start completely fresh, right? Like, because Scream 5 is basically a revival, because it does take the canon from the old ones, but it's not, well, it is a sequel, kind of, but it's more of a revival. Just, because it ended in somewhat of an okay place, Scream 6, in terms of characters that lived with the characters that lived. That's good. Just forget about, not forget about these characters, just forget about this attempt at a trilogy, and just honestly, start completely fresh. Don't ever mention any of the characters' names, but not in terms of, oh, they're just not here, and we're just not going to mention them. Just actually reboot this thing, is what I think you need to do. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to, I do think they are going to make Scream 7. I think they're going to lean on Sydney. I think it's going to feel a bit kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, going over all ground again, and, hey, Sydney, what's your favourite scary movie? Okay, that line's iconic, but you're almost going to be leaning on, like, Sydney nostalgia. And I just, first of all, I don't think that's a good idea. And I don't think that will work either. And you're just going to have this gaping hole of General Ortega not being there and Melissa not being there either. And it's for really bad reasons as well. And I tell you what, one way that you could really, really piss me off, you bet, because I'm trying not to get into actual spoilers for characters. They killed off somebody in one of these new films, and I wasn't happy with the way it was done. I didn't have a problem with the idea of, oh, that character's going to die. But the way, there's a difference between accepting that a character's dead and accepting the way that it happens. Those are two different things. I understand and accept the point of big stakes and big characters dying. That's happened in a lot of things I've watched. But you've got to do it properly sometimes. And I don't think they did that one properly. But if you kill Kirby off in some stupid way, after you've just dragged Hayden back to this film, or dragged her back to Scream 6, I'm going to be really pissed off. Just because that would just be really needless and really annoying. I don't want to I don't even want to see any of these legacy characters, because they brought Gale back for 6, and she nearly died in a really stupid way. And that really annoyed me. So I just, because honestly, in terms of if someone wants to say like, oh no, you should trust that they won't do anything stupid and they'll improve, you can't, like, I have, apart from the studio and its choices and what they did to Melissa, why should I have any faith or trust that Scream 7 will suddenly be better written and won't make stupid choices? And why would I be convinced that those stupid choices won't include Gale or Kirby or Sydney? They might kill Sydney off, you don't know. I really can't see this working. I think this film will get made and it will come out, and I think it will be, whether it will be a box office disaster, I don't know, because these aren't really expensive films to make. These aren't like your $200 million films to make, which films need to stop costing $200 million. That's a different topic for a different time. But if I wasn't as invested in the idea of Scream, I probably wouldn't really be caring about the seventh film, because I think they just need to reboot. The only other thing that you could do that I would like, and they're definitely not going to do this either, I did really enjoy the TV series, both of the three seasons. That doesn't make sense. All of the three seasons. I thought the reboot one was good that they did. The reboot there was unnecessary, because you did have a bit of a cliffhanger for season two. But I really like those two seasons, and I really like those characters. I would love to see either or both of those versions continue, honestly. But I can't say whether they make a Scream TV series, and I mean, you have Paramount Plus. Whether they make a Scream TV series in the future, I don't really know, but I can't see them going back to those characters anyway. I think those are finished. But yeah, I have no faith this is going to be good. I think these are terrible choices, and we're not even, I don't know if they started filming or if they're probably still negotiating stuff, still writing the script, and you better take time on that script. But you know what fans have recently started doing with certain things? Let's say with Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, that makes some bafflingly bad choices, is sometimes just pretend that the thing ended on the edition before, which would be Arkham Knight for that game. See, I can't do that with the Modern Warfare 3, because it's going to have Modern Warfare 4, and will continue from where Modern Warfare 3 left off. But if Scream 7 is as bad as I think it's going to be, and that would be, that's supposed to be the conclusion of that, whether you somehow carry on with these characters after 7, depending on who's alive in the story, we can kind of just pretend 5, 6, and 7 never happened. I'm good with doing that, and then just rebooting. I think you're going to have to reboot again in the future anyway, but man, this idea of, like, you know, we fired Melissa for reasons that we shouldn't have fired her. Jenna dropped out clearly in support of her friend, which I support that. And as much as it would suck to not have both of them in there, and it will, because that will be a major change for this film, I support both, well, not both, I support both of what they've done, her speaking out and then Jenna supporting her friend. But yeah. Yeah, from that happening, and then like, Neve Campbell, can you come back? We'll give you more money. We'll give you more money this time. We mucked up last time. We mucked up this time with Melissa. We don't have a main character anymore. Neve, do you want to come back? Do you want to come back? It's that just honestly feels like desperate groveling, and I don't mind, like, if Sydney was going to be in this film as an addition, but she's not here as an addition. She's here as a replacement, a desperate kind of, oh shit, we want to make this film really badly for some reason. Sorry, we really badly want to make this film for some reason, even though it's not looking good. We've lost two of our main stars, one of which was our fault and one of which was a choice from somebody else. Quick, let's get Sydney back. It strikes me as so desperate. And I just can't see how it works. So All right, so I thought I was going to make this podcast actually longer. I don't deliberately mean to make things 45 minutes each, by the way. I just have a lot of things to say. We're called Entertainment Talk. I like to talk, so. But very curious, even just from like, they're going to be pushing Sydney on the poster, she's going to be at the front. I'm also wondering why. Now, this isn't me moaning towards. Oh, so Neve Campbell. But I wonder why she wanted to come to, why she agreed to come back. I don't know. Now I'm not saying like, oh, you're not supporting Melissa, why are you coming back to this? Like, sometimes people don't get loads of acting roles. I'm not saying that she isn't, but like sometimes in the world of acting, from what I've understood, from what I've heard from other actors, jobs are jobs. Sometimes you just take them. And I'm not saying she's not being offered loads of roles, but hey, she knows that that's, and she probably got offered the lead role. I would guess, because they wouldn't have had one because the two stars have exited the film. But it just feels like, okay, she's going to be front and center. Look, everybody, Sydney's back. And then the trailer's probably going to push that. And then I really think that this film, I could be wrong about this part, but I really think that this film is going to really lean on, hey, Sydney's back. Hey, what's your favorite scary movie? And really leaning on the sort of 1 to 3 film nostalgia. And that's just, it's just, I think it's just going to come off as desperate. I really do. So my advice to Paramount and or Spyglass, whoever it is, so what is it? Right. So I guess I'll try and conclude with this. What is it that they need to do? First of all, they need to apologize to Melissa publicly, whether it's too late or not. Apologizing later is better than not apologizing at all. I know it's been months since that particular incident. In fact, just apologize to the whole cast, but particularly make it a personal apology to her because she shouldn't have been fired. And then hope that Jenna comes back. But then Melissa's got the right to turn around and say, no, you fired me for the wrong reason, and I don't want to come back. And if she does that, then good on her for doing that. And then if they go and approach Jenna and say, like, no, you burned your bridge, then, she's got Netflix's Wednesday to work on. And, well, she's the hot topic. She's in that point of her career, Jenna, when she's getting, like, she was in X, she was in, like, a whole, she's been in a whole bunch of stuff recently. So there's probably a lot of people banging on Jenna's door to get her to be in their film and stuff. So, or games or shows or whatever. And she might not need the pathetic executives at Spyglass and or Paramount to knock on her door. She may have closed that door, and I wouldn't blame either of them if they did. Heck, I wouldn't blame any other cast if they start supporting. And I'm not saying they're not supporting the cast already. Because again, jobs are jobs. If some of the others maybe quit, but then now you've got Sydney back, so I guess the ball's rolling again, isn't it? So, just don't kill Kirby in some stupid way. All right, just don't do it. Okay, if there's one other way you can avoid mucking up, because I can just see them doing it. I just don't trust the film, the writers, the exec. I just don't trust them from the quality of Scream 6 to the like behind the scenes nonsense here. I just don't trust this film. Just don't trust the people making it involved. I trust the cast to do a good job, but nah. But we'll see. Anyway, what's your thoughts? Do you think this film will end up getting made? Do you think Paramount slash Spyglass will apologize to Melissa? I don't think they actually will. I think they'll just go full steam ahead on the Sydney train and lean on her, lean on Neve Campbell and all that. That's what I think that they'll do. But do you think anything will change? Do you think they will kill Kirby in some stupid way, or one of the other characters? Maybe they'll kill Sydney off in a stupid way, or Gale. They almost did it in the last one. What do you think? Let me know. Are you interested in Scream 7? Maybe you didn't like the last two. Maybe you're really excited for this film. And hey, if you are still excited for this film, I've got no right to tell you not to be excited for it. So, because maybe you like the last two, maybe you think these will be good. But then I kind of would ask, okay, you've just lost the two main stars. Do you think it will be good without them? Because that's going to be a challenge in and of itself. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org. Twitter, eTalkUK, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, and also a big email box in the show notes. Look out for that. If you scroll down a bit, you can't miss it. You can use that as well. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main eye podcasts. Remember, I have reviewed Scream 5 and 6. Maybe I'll do the other four as like classic reviews one day. That'll probably be quite a good idea. Back to the glory Sydney days and all that kind of stuff. And honestly, Scream 4, I don't remember a ton about it. Really, that one's kind of a bit blank in my mind. But anyway, yeah, all that stuff to get in contact. Let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. And where also, I want to know as well, where does Scream rank for you in terms of not just slasher franchises, but your favourite horror franchises? How do you think it compares to, like, Friday 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, the Halloween films? Because honestly, this could delve into the quality. Now, I haven't seen Kills or Ends. I did see the 2018 film. This could delve into the quality that I've heard that those films ended up being. But let me know what you think of the horror space at the moment. Also, what else is there? Yeah, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk, TV, games, films, main night podcast. Got my review for Scream 5 and 6, if you want to check those out as well. So there's that. What else is there? Support us, listen to more stuff, word of mouth, social media, tell other people about what we do, where they can find it. If someone mentions something we've podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, every podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, that should be tomorrow, 19th, because 19th is the Tuesday. So check out Geek Town Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk for your TV and your film news. Bex, who's on hiatus at the moment, but you can check out stuff that she's already done in the past. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Trista, B-Y-T-E-S. Me over on Twitch, eTalkUK, going to be doing something new over there soon. Look out for that. Just click follow on all these different things. And subscribe to YouTube as well. Us over there, game clips, streams, that kind of stuff. As Entertainment Talk plays, thanks for listening, and we'll see what happens with this film. Goodbye.